I'm speaking with Tisha Black from Black and Labello. I keep hearing about these mortgages now that potentially may be frozen. Does this give me hope as a homeowner that my foreclosure may be frozen by the government?
I guess it depends on which position you're in. Some people would just like the train to wreck and be able to at least start getting through it. Other people are in a financial predicament that dictates that they should try to stay in their home as long as they can without having to pay rent because unemployment is so high. But I can tell you what we don't need to have happen is to have Congress or the Senate or our executive cabinet step in and think they can wave a wand over this, because that's not going to fix anything. Ultimately, it'll make it worse. I mean, really what needs to happen is the process needs to be able to take place. And what the banks are doing right now is trying to make the most of this moratorium that they have on the foreclosures in order to be able to put the paperwork that they're missing together.
Wow, that's a mess. I talked to a friend of mine the other day who was looking into a government program to help him modify his loan. And what he found out by looking at the fine print was he could modify his loan, but there was going to be a 4-month trial period after which his loan could revert to the previous amount. What's that all about? It sounds a little sketchy to me.
Well, modifications aren't really modifications in the traditional sense. A modification is really a forbearance, meaning that we will forbear our right to foreclose on you if you pay us some nominal money for a nominal amount of time.
If you've got questions for Tisha Black with Black and Labello, log on to KDWN.com and ask those questions. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.